Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and this is Dr. Joanne White, and it's a pleasure to be with you on this day right before Valentine's Day. And so I'm really excited about what we're going to do today because we're really going to focus on love and relationships. And love is probably one of the most talked about, written about from poets and playwrights and therapists and psychologists, and oftentimes romantic love is one of the most confusing areas for us to kind of dwell in or get stuck in or even think about. So it's really important that we kind of look at it today and examine all the aspects of it as much as we can. And again, our focus today is romantic love. So before we start, I want to wish everybody out there a happy Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, the 14th. And for those of you who are going to be celebrating that day by yourself, and that's fine, I want you to find some way of celebrating you and giving back to you and making sure that you're taking care of yourself, because you need to remember that you are the most important person in your life, and you need to make sure that you are giving yourself as much love and attention and devotion as you would to all of those loved ones out there that you have. So, are you ready to take your marriage, your relationship, and your love life to the next level of bliss? If you are, stay tuned. We have as a guest today Melody Tucker, who is a public relations expert of YourTango.com, which is a website that started in 2004 and gave women what they craved, insightful, intelligent content about relationships. And today, it's evolved into an online resource for women devoted entirely to love, life, and relationships, which has a dynamic community of 5+ million monthly readers who are actively seeking to create the best life and the best love life that they can. Your Tango is your source for smart talk about love, sex, dating, and relationships. And my special guest, as I said, is Melody Tucker, and she's also a Mars-Venus success coach. She guides people to discover and get what they want out of life, relationships, and also business. Melody is a skilled dating coach, a marriage educator, a relationship and sex coach, and also a Prepare Enrich Couples mentor, an NLP practitioner, and speaker. She's also a contributing author to Vibrant Women's Wisdom, which is a collection of women's stories about surviving and thriving through life's darkest and brightest hours. Wow, Melody, that's wonderful. All of that is you, right?
It is. Thank you very much. I appreciate the introduction. That's great. You know, when I hear all of those things, I go, oh, my gosh, how's there enough hours in the day to do all of that? But, you know, much of that has occurred over quite a long period of time. So I'm happy to be here, though, and talk to everybody a little bit about love today, since it's
Yes, I think it's great, and I think it's great having you on the show. And let's kind of delve right into it. Firstly, you and I were talking a little bit before the show, and I just like what you said about let's kind of talk about, since it's Valentine's week, and as you and I both said, it's the day before Valentine's Day, what can people do to make their partner feel special? What are some of your recommendations, Melody?
Well, there's so many things that we can do, but the first thing you have to do is think about your partner as a very unique individual. And often what happens for people is that they tend to give to their partners what they themselves want to receive. And that's all fine, but perhaps your partner is really looking for appreciation in another way than you are. So the first thing to do is to focus on what you think your partner really would like to receive. And one of the things that happens for men and women is that they may have different priorities. Women tend to really like to receive gifts, and that's what really makes them feel special on this day, is to get the flowers or to hear those sweet words and, you know, maybe little love notes. Whereas men may prefer to get something that isn't maybe quite as elaborate. And women tend to put a lot of focus on, you know, what am I going to get him for Valentine's Day? When maybe what he really wants mostly is your attention and your physical connection, more than something like a gift that women often would prefer.
You know, you said that so aptly, because, and I'm going to tell you a really quick funny story. Years and years ago, I actually did something that probably was not right, according to you and according to me knowing better. And I actually gave my partner, one of my ex, and my ex-partner, that's why I said it was years and years ago, a gift, because when every time he would cook, he never had enough spices and herbs. And so I thought, you know, why not get him this incredible set of spices and herbs and whatever? And I did it more for me, because I wanted him to be able to do that for me.
Right.
And I remember looking at his face, Melody, and he tried to smile, but really it was such a half-hearted smile, because he was incredibly disappointed. And I learned from that, like just what you said, to really focus on what he wants. So that was wonderful, because it really does make a difference.
Okay.
Now, you're also a Mars-Venus coach. Tell us a little bit about that and how long you've been involved with that.
Well, actually, Mars-Venus is very special to me. I'm sure everyone's very familiar with John Gray's Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. John's actually written 17 books on all different kinds of subjects. So, but the one that people are most familiar with is the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. I've been involved with this actually since the late 1990s. And the reason that I got involved is I've actually been married for a very long time, coming up on 37 years in May. And during the 90s, thank you very much. During the 90s, my husband and I were kind of going through some challenges, as long-term relationships tend to do, and I was looking for help. And I also worked at the Kennedy Space Center, and I was in a very male-oriented environment. So I'm working with men all day long. My husband's an engineer. I was, you know, working with him at night, and not working, but dealing with him at night, and we were going through some challenges. And so I was reading all kinds of different self-help books and looking for information. And when I found Mars-Venus, it really touched me, and touched me in a way that said, hey, you can be empowered here. And it taught me how to ask for what I needed, ask for what I wanted, not just in my relationship with my husband, but also at work, just to deal with men in general. And it helped me also feel that I wasn't alone out there. And it was kind of it actually changed my life in many ways, because, you know, 15 years later, I'm still in the relationship helping arena. And it helped me so much that I wanted to bring that information to others, which is why I essentially changed my career path. I mean, I used to work in the space program, and I kind of say now I live on Mars and Venus, you know. So it's been a long time. Yeah.
And what a great place to live. Now, since we're focused a little bit on Mars and Venus, and many of our listeners are familiar with the book but may not have read it, can you highlight a few differences that make men and women really kind of look at each other and think, you've got to be from another planet. Who are you? And I know that you and I both in our coaching practice, you and I both experience from partners. The women will say, like, why did he do that? How could he do that? And the man will say, why does she think I'm a mind reader? Whatever it is. But you hear that, I know I do, all
I
the
do.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some differences that we can kind of look at and have our listeners smile at, saying, yeah, that's it.
Well, one of the first things to keep in mind is that men and women both really want to be loved. I mean, that's the basic human need. And when we talk in terms of Mars and Venus, it's really about characteristics. It's kind of about the masculine versus the feminine. And we all have masculine and feminine characteristics within us. And those characteristics, may be more predominant in one sex or another, or may be used at different times by both sexes. I mean, when women go out to work, we essentially are using kind of those masculine characteristics, you know. And we have to do that to be successful in a man's world. One of the most important things, though, is to recognize that when we leave our jobs, we can kind of balance back to our feminine sides, and that's a real challenge for women in today's world. And, you know, that's a very important thing for us to be able to do. And some of the differences that we have as men and women is that women really put a lot of emphasis on the quality of their relationships, whereas men really tend to focus more on what their accomplishments are. Now, one of the ways that I really see this in a real-life situation is that, and as a coach, I'm sure that you'll recognize this, often when men reach out to me, it's in a time of crisis in their relationship, where she's either said, you know, I'm taking the kids and I'm leaving, or, when she's kicked him out, that's when men tend to reach out for help. Women, on the other hand, tend to reach out when there's problems in the relationship. Before she's ready for that place, she'll want to find out information. And the reason is because she puts a lot of emphasis on the quality of her relationships. So that's kind of a major difference. And I don't know if you've recognized or you've had that same experience in your practice with men and women, but that's usually the way I find it.
I think that's a very powerful point, because you're right. But also to add to that, I know women are focused on the relationship, and I've even had men come to me and say, my wife said that if I don't come for counseling, or if we don't come for couples counseling or coaching, it's over. So
right.
So you're right on with that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, women love to talk about relationships,
yes,
and we need to discharge in terms of the way we converse. Whereas most men that I know want to have it short and sweet, and let's not mull over this over and over and over again. And that's also a difference that I've incurred
it
with.
It definitely
is.
And one of the things that causes that is women like to talk about things before they take action, as a rule. They want to get it all out there, and they want to vent, and, you know, they want to express themselves. And often that talking is how women figure out what it is they want to do next.
Right. You're so right.
Right, and men tend to kind of do the opposite. They tend to, whenever they run up against a problem, they want to internalize it, kind of think it over. They think about it alone before they decide what action to take. So
I've also heard that what happens is that women, like you said, and you're so right on, women want to talk about the problem, and that's part
yes.
of the resolution. Men want to fix it. And
mm-hmm.
so oftentimes when we're talking about it, they're looking for a solution, when all we want to do is just get it out so that we feel better.
Exactly.
And, okay, great.
Exactly. And, you know, and for women, that's how we come up with our solution, is talking it through. And when men get in there and kind of decide, okay, here's what you do, just you don't like your job, well, just quit that job, they're giving you a solution, whereas you're perfectly capable of coming up with it yourself. What you really need is an empathetic ear. And that alone is so important, because for women to feel fully loved, they need to really be heard and validated that their emotions are okay the way they are. So letting a woman talk, not just letting her, but encouraging her to talk without jumping to fixing the problem is something that a man can do to really make his wife feel special, or his partner.
What if, and I've seen this a lot, what if there are many men that just feel uncomfortable with talking it out, or frustrated, or say, you've said that before, or, you know, let's not keep going over it ad nauseum.
Right.
Should a woman turn to her friend, her girlfriend, who certainly loves to talk and loves to listen and loves to be empathetic, because, like, you know, they're all from Venus too? Or what do we do?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. And, you know, some men will never really be able to understand this skill, so you definitely have to have a bigger support system. And, you know, you can turn to your mother. And one of the reasons that we need to do this is to relieve stress. That's what women generally need to do, is to talk about it. That's what helps us. So if your husband, your partner, can't listen anymore, a great thing to do is to talk to your friends, talk to your sister, your mother, or a coach. A coach can be very, very helpful, because as you and I both know, we come from a place of not being in that kind of where we love our clients and like your friends and your family do, and it's hard for them to be objective and maybe non-judgmental. And when you're having any kind of problems in your relationship, when you share them with the people closest to you, often what happens is that they'll stay mad at your partner a lot longer than you will. And that makes it very difficult sometimes. So you have to be cautious, even when sharing with your friends and family, that you don't make your friends and family so mad at your partner that, you know, you've forgiven him, you know, time passes a day or, you know, two, and you're fine, and then they're still mad at him.
And so, sometimes they never, you're so right about that, Melody. Sometimes
uh-huh.
they never get over it. And
that's
there
right.
you are, you, like you said, you've forgiven him, you've moved on in the relationship, you're both lovey-dovey, and your mother's holding a grudge and giving him
exactly.
dirty looks and forget Thanksgiving, right?
Exactly.
You're involved with your tango, and I sort of mentioned that at the beginning, but let's talk a little bit about your tango. And I just want to tell folks that we're talking here to Melody Tucker and talking about love. What a better time to do that, but right around Valentine's Day, who is a coach and a public relations expert of yourtango.com. So tell us a little bit about your tango. I know that you and I had talked about that this is today on your site is a very special day called Breaking Up With Your Ex. I'm sorry, I'm smiling because what a great topic, breaking
it
up
is.
With your ex, right? And it's just, you got to think about it. Wait a minute, I'm not breaking up with the person I'm with now or with myself. This is like from the past, right? Tell me how that got born and what are you guys doing there so we can kind of support you in that regard.
Well, your tango, as you said, is all about love and sex and relationships and, you know, all different dating, all different relationship stages, from being single and dating to starting over and, you know, long-term marriages, you know, all different kinds. But we did a survey and we discovered with our readers that there's a lot of connection with our readers to past relationships. In today's world, you have so many ways to stay connected to people, you know, through social media, through Facebook and Twitter and email and texting and, you know, back in the old days, it was just the telephone. And, you know, it's kind of hard to not keep up with your ex on Facebook. And if you're in a place where you really want to move forward and, you know, start a relationship that's going to maybe be healthier, because your ex is an ex for a reason. You know, something happened and it didn't work out and you weren't connected. You maybe didn't have the same values or goals, or maybe there was an incident, an infidelity. They're an ex for a reason. But we have found with our readers that there's a lot of connection still to exes out there. And, you know, some relationships actually survive and thrive past that. And they go, okay, this is wonderful. You know, we've worked out our issues and we're going to move on as a couple. But the breakup with your ex day is for those people who are kind of stuck. And maybe they're out there dating, but they're not able to fully focus on a new person. Or maybe they're not able to fully focus on themselves and move forward and grow to the place where they will be ready for maybe a healthier relationship. So your tango coined the holiday, breakup with your ex day, for February 13th each year. And this is our third year. And what we do on yourtango.com is we have lots of information, very helpful ideas on how you can really, for once and for all, put that relationship to rest and move forward so that you can find the kind of relationship that's really going to make you happy in the long run. And we have so many different kinds of experts on our site. We have coaches and counselors and therapists and authors and speakers, and they're all kind of presenting their perspective about how to do this. So it's an incredibly supportive way for you to get the information that you need to kind of help give you the motivation to do that, you know, blocking him from Facebook and taking him, you know, blocking his number from your text, and, you know, instead of staying in a cycle that probably isn't giving you the real fulfillment that you need. So one of the things we're doing is we're having a Breakup with Your Ex Day on our Facebook page today, and you can find that on yourtango.com, I'm sorry, facebook.com/yourtango, Y-O-U-R-T-A-N-G-O, and we're doing that at 3 o'clock today. And there will be some of our Your Tango experts on that site, and we'll be talking about things and answering questions for people. And we also just have some great content on yourtango.com about how to break up with your ex. So that's kind of what that's all about.
Well, I think it's a great idea, but at the same time, what we're not promoting for those people who want to stay connected, and I'm sure this is what you guys are doing too, we're not saying that you need to let go.
Right.
Oftentimes for those relationships where you have kids or whatever, it's important to stay connected. It's important to have a positive, friendly relationship because of the children, and it may also be that you still want to stay connected, because I know several people they've left that relationship and they're in another relationship, or like you said, they're by themselves, but they still feel a sense of friendship and a sense of connection that they enjoy, and that's not mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever, harmful to them, so they want to keep it going. So this is only for people who really need to move on and don't know how, right?
Exactly. And, you know, there's many people that are able to cultivate relationships with their exes that work fine. And often maybe a little space or time is needed to do that. But many people do find that they can still be friendly with their exes, maybe not right away, but a little further down the path. But there are some people that get very stuck and they can't move forward because they're focused on that ex and what went wrong and can I get back together. So this is information really for helping people that are in that place of pain, maybe, and a way to help them move forward.
And I think that's important, like, because
yeah.
I think in order to, like you said, in order to, if you're in pain and you're stuck and you really want to be in another relationship, but you just can't let go, or mm-hmm. don't know how to let go, this day on your website, well, and also on Facebook. It's on your website, too, right? So, and also on Facebook, this is a day that's really devoted to those of you who need more help and more support in taking that leap and moving forward in your life. Let's talk a little bit about sex.
Sure.
Because oftentimes money, sex, relatives, those are oftentimes some of the three areas that can make or break a relationship, a marriage, some kind of committed relationship. So I know that you're a great coach. What are some challenges that people come to you for in terms of both sex and in terms of any sort of intimacy?
Well, often people tend to reach out for help when they're feeling pain. And often people don't take that step for help. They wait so long until the pain of changing is less than the pain of staying the same. So for people to have good long-term relationships, it's most important for them first to really know who they are themselves. And so the first person that you have to love is yourself. And often people put their partner's needs ahead of their own. And there's sometimes when you have to do that. But some of the greatest problems, and it doesn't matter whether it's about sexuality or money or relatives, is not really knowing who you are and giving to the point where you start to feel resentful. And women particularly, we're very used to giving. I mean, it's who we are. It's what we do. And we often expect our partners to give back to us the way that perhaps another woman might do. Because, you know, when you give something to your girlfriend, she'll give something back. You know, I mean, if it's talking or a present or a birthday card. And then we have these same expectations of our male partners, and we don't often get that kind of response that we're looking for. So we continue to give. And this doesn't just happen for women, but sometimes men are in this role too, where they are giving more. And whenever one partner gives more, then the relationship can get out of balance. So it's so important for couples, women and men, to ask for what they need in the relationship. And before you can ask for what you need, you really have to know what that is.
That's so great. That's such an important point, to really know what you need and be able to ask for it, because like you said, that's a major disconnect in relationships. Melanie, we only have a few more minutes here and I really want people to get more of a sense of how to connect with you, a little bit about how to, is this book on your website too, Vibrant Women's Wisdom, how to get a hold of that?
It is. Yes, it is. If you go to yourtango.com/experts, EXPERTS, / Melody Tucker, MelodieTucker. That is my profile, and it will tell you all about who I am. It'll give you my contact information, how to reach me. You can look at the books that I, the surviving of the Vibrant Women's Wisdom book is on there, as well as some other books that I recommend for my clients. There's some testimonials there that, from people that I've worked with. I work with people over the phone, through Skype, in person. I've worked with hundreds of people all over the world in the last 15 years. So I'm very familiar with helping people that are kind of in a place of their relationship where they really are looking for information to move forward and make things better. And sometimes it's about changing the relationship they're in. Sometimes it's about you start first internally and look at what you really need to make you happy, and then in turn you can become the kind of partner that will attract the type of person that you want. So I've worked with single people, married people, people who are starting over after a divorce, or widows. I work with all kinds of people to try and help them really find the success that they're looking for in all their relationships with their partners, with their kids, with their coworkers, across the board. So I'm very I'm very happy to help anyone that's looking for a way to find more success.
Great. How do people find out about Your Tango?
Your Tango is just a great website and a lot of fun. And every day, it's a very dynamic website. We update our content all the time, so there's always something new and fresh there. If you go to yourtango.com, you will see, just lots of great information. Every day it changes, always something new and fresh. We also have a wonderful group of experts there. So there's a search box. If you're looking for an expert in any particular area, you can just go to the search box that says need help, find an expert, and look for someone that really might fit best with you.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Melody, and happy Valentine's Day, even though it's tomorrow.
Day to you, too. And it's,
thank you.
It's going to be a wonderful week, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show, Joanne.
It's my pleasure. And, folks, remember, today is Break Up With Your Ex Day from Your Tango, and they're having that on the Facebook. Just give me that Facebook URL again, please.
Right. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern Time today, and it's facebook.com/YourTango, YourTango.
Okay. That's facebook.com/YourTango, folks, at 3 p.m. Get some insight and help and support to let go of your ex. And also, just remember that love is so very special, and you are very special. And, Melody, you have been a very special guest today, and I want to thank you for your wisdom and everything that you've shared with our listeners today. Have a blessed day.
My pleasure. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Folks, before we let go of love, I'm going to share something with you. But next week, we have Chelsea Cross talking about empowering millennials. And are you of the millennial generation, or are you trying to understand this generation, be it a parent, an educator, a partner, someone who's baffled by them and wants to help? So tune in next week from Millennia Expert and me, and we'll have a wonderful dialogue about that and find out what we can do and how to support millennials. And I have this book, How to Love, Secrets to Lasting Relationships, and I have 9 tips that I have in this book about true intimacy, so that's important. Also, I just want to read you a little excerpt because people are thinking about, I also receive lots of clients who want to get into a marriage, into a relationship, into a love partnership, and immediately they see all the flaws in that person and they want to remake that person, make that person over. And this section is called No Makeovers, Please. And the people that are most guilty of this, folks, is, yes, the female sex, and I'm going to add my name to that list. So if you're out to change him and make him into something that conforms to you and your lifestyle, forget it. That's the beginning of the end for many couples. Instead, relish the differences between the two of you and accept who he is. After all, that's what attracted you to him in the first place. So remember, fitting together as a couple not only takes time, it takes practice. So keep practicing. And for a lot more information about this book and how to get it, it's on sale this month at DocWhite.org, DocWhite.org. And for a lot of free articles and other information about some videos that I have, you can also go to my website. And what I want you to do, we started out earlier today, is I want you to think, you don't necessarily have to be with a partner to experience love, love is something that you can experience within, and it's really important to take that step to love yourself. And as Melody Tucker said, that's the initial step to really being able to love someone else. So what are you doing today to love yourself? Are you giving yourself a special gift tomorrow? And it doesn't have to be extravagant or expensive. Are you making yourself a special meal? Are you taking that time to exercise and go to the gym? Are you spending some time with a loved one? Or are you just kind of walking around sad and upset that you have this special day and no one to share it with? You do have someone to share it with, and that's yourself. And loving yourself is a wonderful experience. So what I'd like folks to do is, if you want to write to me about ways that you're taking care of yourself tomorrow, that'd be wonderful. And you can email me at joanne@drjoannewhite.com, drjoanne with an E, WHITE.com, and I love to hear from folks. So remember, this is about powering your life. And one of the ways to power up your life is to love yourself and to find ways to take care of yourself internally and externally. And I want to give you a few ways that you can nurture your partner or nurture yourself. Send a love note, show appreciation, make your partner laugh, plan a candlelight dinner. And folks, this is something that you can do even for yourself. Exude kindness, give yourself compliments or give your partner compliments, and just make sure that you find time to acknowledge to your partner or to yourself and to yourself that you are special and you are worth it, because there is only one very unique you, and it's time to celebrate that each and every day of your life. And this has been Dr. Joanne White sharing with you wonderful ways, and with our guest Melody Tucker, wonderful ways to really celebrate love. And love is in the air. So do your best to celebrate you and celebrate love. And have a happy and a blessed Valentine's Day. Thanks for sharing your day with us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.